Davis, welcome to the latest episode of Cut to the Chase. Today we are talking, hey, is the buyer still there? You know, the kind of presenting an offer, the vendor says no, and a week later, hey, Diego, is the buyer still there? It's happening, right? Probably more than we ever experienced before. And it's frustrating, but there is something that you can do as an agent to actually try not to put yourself in that position before you get yourself in that position. Because when you get in that position, the buyers ain't there, Davis, is it?
They're not there. And one of my favorite ones, they have the benefit of lost opportunity and time. And another one that I picked up from Peter Walker recently, he's a genius, that guy. Thank you to Peter. Hey, you think this is not enough money? Wait until you get that receipt of regret in a week's time when you might be ringing me going, are they still there? That receipt of regret. Anyway, just good words. Yes, and it's one of the biggest frustrations in real estate.
And you see, sometimes you got to take a bull by the horns, right? You got to take a bull by the horns in the sense that I had a conversation this morning with my vendor and I've not resolved it yet. I'm still working through it. And I genuinely, what I say to them is like, my fear, guys, is that in a couple of weeks, you're going to be regretting not taking this number. Now, I know we are 15K short, but would you rather put your life on hold for 15K? Or would you rather to take what seems to appear to be the best price currently on the market, knowing that the property prices are most likely to keep dropping for the foreseeable future? I honestly think you will regret it if you don't consider this offer. And here is a word that one of my team members, Clayton, used at a review reserve meeting. Or just a conversation we're having with the vendor. He said, you got to take this very seriously because now we are in the position where the market is actually speaking very clearly. And if we miss this opportunity and we have not taken it seriously enough, we might regret it. So it's all words that come from a point of sincerity, but as well shows that you're serious because the word you got to take this seriously. When somebody says that to you, Davis, are you going to take it seriously? I will, because it's like, well, not many people say to me, you got to take this seriously. Well, they have to take it seriously because otherwise, in my opinion, you might regret not considering this. And I don't want you to be one of the 75 people that in 2023 that ask me, is the offer still there? And end up selling for less money a few weeks down the line. And you're frozen.
So true. And it, you know, that whole gambling scenario, are you prepared to put your life on hold for 15 grand? Would you take it to the casino and bet 15 grand or, you know, one hand you got a $15,000 problem, and the other hand you got a $1.2 million problem. Which one do you want to have? And we all know that it's not about the money sometimes. It's about, right, for 15 grand, you can move on with your life. And 15 grand, you can do what you want to do, right?
Correct. Hey, look, I want to give a big shout out to Theodore, THDR.co. They provided me some beautiful shirts recently, and I was very happy with them. So if you're looking to get a new shirt, and Davis, I'll tell you this, I'll send you the link later. They got this app, right? And you put the phone on a coffee table and it scans your body, and then you receive these shirts, suits, whatever you want to buy, custom to your own body. And I'll tell you what, you know when the shirts are like a little bit too baggy? Oh, you probably need them because your weight kind of goes up and down in terms of sizes, right? But for people like me that are always the same size, man, they fit so nicely. So I just want to give a big shout out. And Davis, I hope next time I'm going to see you in person because, you know, I love this. But in the flesh is better. So till next time, thanks for watching.
You wait until you get in your 50s, mate, and that body won't stay the same shape. I'll give you that tip for free.
And I'll tell you what, I'm 11 years away, so I'm going to dread that time. Thanks for watching. See you next time. Ciao, everybody.